Аудиозапись номер 51. Exercise 40. Listen to two people talking about having fun and complete the sentences. Speaker 1. Personally, I believe that hobbies are necessary. They only distract us from achieving our goals. Each time I find myself doing a hobby, I realize that I'm missing something more important and serious in my life. Actually, I think people choose hobbies because they are safe. There is always some risk of failure when you, for example, start your own business. Hobbies are a lot more comfortable. Also, I'm worried about what I will feel about my life in 50 years' time. If I spend too much time just having fun now, I may look back in 50 years' time and say, I could have spent my time more wisely. There's a simple rule. If you don't want to do something, it is exactly the thing you should be doing. And vice versa. If an activity seems easy and fun, it's a waste of time. I try to focus on my goals as much as possible and avoid all possible distractions. Speaker 2.
I think people nowadays have forgotten how to have fun. All they do is working from 9 to 5, making money and worrying about life difficulties. I was surfing the net the other day and came across a nice site which gives some advice on changing your attitude to life. It says that if you follow some simple rules, you can learn how to enjoy yourself and have fun. First of all, it's really important to understand what kind of person you are, what things you value in life, and be yourself. Never pretend to be someone else. Another thing is being creative by not always following all the rules. A famous actress said, "If you obey all the rules, you miss all the fun." I think it allows you to look for unexpected solutions or problems. Scaring yourself also helps you enjoy life. It is particularly true for young people loving extreme sports and risky activities. There were also things mentioned that can prevent you from having fun. They are taking life too seriously and worrying too much. The things we worry about today will seem unimportant in 2 or 3 years and won't mean anything in 30. All in all, I think we should sometimes stop and think about the way we live, because being too busy and working too hard does not necessarily mean we are on the right track.